Shmuel that one cheetah that you have to claim the mekayim your mitzvah, you can't eat the cake afterwards.
Vashbam rishayin aloi ki enodem rishayin lechol klum acha matzah chayva. Once you eat your matzah shal chayva, you can't eat afterwards. So what's right if you do a Shmuel? So Mar says no. I tell you, loy mi boy kamer, loy mi boy berishayna. Not only the first eating, you can eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Because you're eating it, you're enjoying it, then you're like hungry. So you're enjoying the matzah. For sure, it's good to eat the matzah then, like we do. If you fill yourself up with other type of cake, and you want to eat the matzah at the end of the meal, Dilma, I would think maybe it's no good. Because Dilma also lemeichel achila gasa. Maybe you fill yourself up so much with the meal, and you won't leave any room left. So when you come to eat off, you claim with the last matzah, he'll be in achil gasa. It's like not called eating then. You're filled up, you're full, you're too full, you're forcing yourself to eat. That's called achil gasa, big eating, that's no good. Eimaloi, so maybe I would think you're not supposed to wait for the matzah to first eat it after you already ate the cake. Kamashla no. That's all the Bryce Sefta wants to tell you. That you're allowed to eat the cake first, and then eat the matzah shem afikaymin. You're allowed to do that way. But maybe, who had in the other way also it's mutter. Maybe you would be allowed to eat the matzah first, eat it like little yoven, and then after the matzah, even though that's the only kazayas you have, so that's like the afikarim for you, still maybe you are allowed to eat other foods afterwards. So there wouldn't be a clear riot of Yudam HaShmuel from this brice, this sefta. Yeah. So upon him, we hold like this. We hold the matzah, you're not supposed to eat after the afikarim. Mazutre masni hochi. Mazutre learned like this. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Fikoymin. He learned, no, from Fakert. If the matzah, if you only, if his man is there, there's no Korban Pesach, we only eat the matzah for the Afikoymin, you are allowed to eat other things after that. There's no din not to eat after the matzah, only after the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara name of the sign, let's bring a Rai to the Shita, from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoymin. You're only not allowed to eat other food after the Pesach. Tzadik achar pesach deloy. Only after you eat the korban pesach, that's like a chomer de gedin. Then we say you can't eat other foods afterwards. Avalacha matzah maftirin. But this man is there. We don't have matzah. We don't have the korban pesach. We only have matzah. Maybe it's mutter. So this could be a riot to this gear. So if you do, if you say from you do, I'm a shemuel. So Mora says no, loy. There wouldn't be a riot from here. I'll tell you like we said before. Loy mi boy koma. The Mishnah means not loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy acha matzah. Not only for sure, like after you eat the matzah, the afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Why? To loy no fish time, because matzah doesn't have such a strong taste in your mouth, and the taste won't stay too long. Therefore, we should not eat anything else, because that taste should stay as long as possible. Avli acha pesach. Mashenkin, this man, there's a korban pesach. I would think. Ey maloy, there's no issa tid after the korban pesach, because since the meat has a strong taste, and stays a long time. Even if he does the food, it won't take away the taste. Maybe it's mutter. Kamash malon. That even after the meat, after the Pesach, still it's osetit afterwards. But maybe he was then after the matzah, for sure it's osetit. So the cat, there wouldn't be any riot to the sheet of Yudom HaShmuel from our Mishnah. Meisvei avakashan Yudom. That the Sefta says, Hasuf ganim. If you have this cake, the sponge cake, vadushanim, the honey cake, viaskaritim, small thin matzahs, is odem amala krisim mehem. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it Pesach by night. But providing you have a kazayas matzah was made l'shmo, the mitzvah matzah, the mekayim the mitzvah, you have to eat that at the end of the meal. So chur tzadiyat b'achroinin, you're only allowed to eat the matzah at the end. Because mashmi, if you eat the matzah, you can't eat anything else. Since it's not like a yudom shmuel, because according to this girsi, he's saying you are allowed to eat other foods after matzah. So here it's mashmi, you can only eat the matzah. Tomorrow again, no. I tell you, loy mi boy koma. The sefta means like this. Not only loy mi boy brishoina. Not only at the beginning, if you want to, you could eat your matzah first and then continue eating the rest of the meal. And that's a good thing to do to kochel to yovin, because then when you eat your first kazayas of matzah, you're still hungry. You want to eat. So eating it with a big taiva, it's a good eating. Alba b'achroina. Mashen came to leave over the matzah for the end if you filled yourself up with other food. Maybe I would think that's no good. We should be afraid maybe you fill yourself up so much with the other food that by the time it comes for the tzitza matzah, you're already too full. It's not called an achila. Ey maloy, it's no good to do this way. Kamash malon, we hear from here, no, it's still good. You're allowed to do it this way. you're allowed to first eat the other foods, eat the other cake. At the end, you'll eat the afikoyim to mekayim the mitzvah matzah. This is also mutter to do. A korban, you won't have any raya. A korban, the halacha is according to the first shita that we're knowing, we don't eat anything after the matzah shel afikoyim. Exactly about the Indian, if we hold like the Rashbam, the story, that's when I hold this Rishonim. Exactly which matzah are we mekayim our mitzvah with? Are we mekayim the mitzvah matzah with the first kezayis matzah we eat? Or are we first mekayim our mitzvah at the end, the shat we eat the afikoyim? In face is also mesupik. The Torah says, Pshita, if a person does have a lot of matzah, avavadi yisle matzah l'chol sudosoin, toiv lo lecho matzah betchila. It's a good thing to eat the matzah at the beginning. Olovaruch aleya, make a bracha right away on that matzah. Mashu mi yimakayim de mitzvah then. V'yachakak v'gmach sudosoin, yochol kezayis matzah, v'yeta matzah bepiv. Stam, and then at the end of the meal, like we do, afikoyim it's an Indian, tida afikoyim at the end, today at the time, the taste of the matzah should stay in your mouth. So taste of v'yiko mitzvah lo rishoyna. But the Ikka mitzvah with Mekayim is the first kezayis we eat. She bole to yoven. That comes when we're still hungry. That's a good achila. The gan yil of soif, tam matzah v'piv, v'yesh to kezayis acharon. And it's also we eat the afikoyimin, that the tam, the taste stays in our mouth. That's one shot, Toi says. Then Toi says, no. V'afilu emika matzah v'achronim. Afilu you want to say like Rashbam learns, that the Ikka matzah even with man of them is the afikoyimin, that's the Ikka matzah. That's the Ikka mitzvah we're doing. Ain't that time, it's not such a big kashom, im ono mevorchen ala rishoyne, because they lift our matzah shlach reina. Like, how come then we make a bracha ala achilas matzah at the beginning, by the first achila, even though the Ikka mitzvah first doing is later on? Since they say, also, let me show on Rashbam. Shoy ain't mevorch ala achreina, mishum shliyacha, shimila krisiyu, you can't make a bracha at the end. Because since you already ate the matzah, it's not nice to first eat the matzah, then make the bracha on it. Avyaku levorch ala rishoyne. You could make the bracha al achilas matzah on the first kezayis matzah. The tipoter achronim. And this bracha right now helps for the afikoyimin, even though that's the ikra mitzvah. Shehi ikra mitzvah. Because we should say yellow gavchidl. We have before. Yes. Tosis is mesupik about this. Exactly which is the ikra matzah. We are mekayim the ikra mitzvah. Yes. Now, Lamai said the first part of the Gemara said the Chiddush that Amay Afikoyim and Amay Rav Shlo Yakru Mechabur LeChabura. You should not move from one Chabura to another Chabura. Now, some Rishonim learn this applies Bizman Azer also. And that's where the Ramah Paskin. Now, Bizman Azer B'Shas, we're eating our Afikoyim, which is Zecha the Korban Pesach, or Zecha for the Matzah that was eating with the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to eat the Afikoyim Mechabur LeChabura. You can't start eating the Afikoyim at this table. And then in the middle of eating the afikoyimin, walk over to another table and finish eating over there. That halacha applies today also. Like that's the klal of shlo yakru mechabur lechabura. For one chabura of the Korban Pesach, you should not eat the meat here, and then eat the meat someplace else. So that applies also to the achilas afikoyimin. Either some learn the afikoyimin we eat now. Poshid learned at the first sheet to hear in Tosfos, like we hold Poshid, that we were already in the kind of mitzvah matzah by the first achilas matzah. That's Poshid the way we hold. The first kezayis matzah we eat, that's the mitzvah matzah. Our Indian of eating the afikoyimin, that's tam zecha the Korban Pesach that was eating at the end of the meal. But I call upon him, since it's zecha of Korban Pesach, just like the Korban Pesach itself, you're not allowed to eat it in two different chaburis. You can't start eating it here and get up and eat it someplace else. Who are then the afikoyimin also? You have to be careful. When you start eating the afikoyimin in one place, you have to finish it there. You shouldn't start eating it in the dining room and then get up and go to the kitchen and finish eating it. Ramos says it's also water. Tosfos says, not like that. Tosfos says that din is only by the Korban Pesach and not by matzah. But halacha we hold it applies even by matzah also. Right. Omar Rava, matzah bizman azer diraisa. That we eat matzah today even though there's no Korban Pesach, we're mekayim the mitzvah diraisa. Umoro dirabonin. But that we eat matzah moro today, it's only midrabonin. Umayshino moro dechsiv. How come moro today is only midrabonin? Because the Pesach says, al matzah isum rorim yachluhu. That the mitzvah is to eat the morah with the matzah with the Korban Pesach. So when you have all three together, then you mechuyim midiraisa. It's a diyuk. Bizman diyuk of Pesach yesh morah midiraisa. When you have a Korban Pesach, then there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat the morah. Although bizman the lekah Pesach, but like today we don't have a Korban Pesach midiraisa lekah morah. There's no mitzvah to eat morah midiraisa. It's only midirabonah that we eat morah now. For the gemara b'zoy matzah nami. So the same svara should apply eating matzah today also. For the pasuk also says.
Al matzah some rurim yachlu. You see the matzah with the mur with the korban pesach. The chur matzah also is only midiraisa. This man shabesa mitishkayim. So how come today we say it's midiraisa? How come Rava says it's midiraisa? And for the Gemara, matzah meheder hoda bekruah. There's a special posik for the mitzvah esrei tit matzah pesach by night. The posik says ba'erev toichlu matzah. An extra posik that at night time pesach by night you should eat matzah. So that applies even as man said that there's no korban pesach. Still the mitzvah diraisa. For Avacha, but that's where we hold off like that. We hold it's midiraisa. For Avacha by Yaakov Omar, no. He holds echod zeh v'yechod zeh d'rabonim. That is man zeh, there's no korban pesach. No mitzvah matzah is only midirabonim. Why? Because it only see dashon deika posik al matzah sum rorim yachluhu. There's only a mitzvah. There's man the pesach to have the matzah in the morim. For the Gemara Elo atzir v'yerov toichlu matzah. Sorry, we have another posik that says there's a mitzvah zeh to eat matzah that night. That's not telling the korban pesach. If the Gemara of Acha B'Yakov does something else with that pasuk, Miborle, he needs the pasuk letomei v'shoya v'dek rechayka. Even bisman there was the Beis Hamikdash, bisman there was the Korban Pesach around. But if you're a Talmudic person that you can't bring the Korban Pesach, or else you're far away that you have a p'tur not to bring a Pesach Rishon, still you should know there's a chi if you eat matzah. That's the chi of that pasuk. The erev tochlu matzah means at the time when there is a Korban Pesach around and you have a p'tur in the Korban Pesach. Still, there's a mitzvah for you to eat matzah. The Salka, that the Chaminah, because I would think, Kivon the Pesach Layachli. Since this person, now that's Tomei, or he's far away from Yerushalayim, he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. I would think Matzah Moro, Namela Nechol, he's not Mechuyu Tit Matzah Moro, Kamashmala, no, that he has the Chiyu Tit Matzah upon him. The Rishbam says, Himi Boyle, the Tomei, the Shrevet, the Rechaykel, Uvizman, Shabbat, the Mitzchayim. Vaistois, and since there is a Korban Pesach around, then we say he's mechuyev matzah. Mashenkim is man as zed, if nobody has the Korban Pesach, then we say you're potter for matzah. But Rav Ramalach, Rav says like this, Tomei, v'shoyim v'dek rechayki, if somebody was Tomei, this man the Beis Hamikdash, or else he was far away, I don't need this Pesach for that purpose, to tell us he has to eat matzah. The Leigara may oral ben Echer, that person is not worse than an oral. Somebody does not have a bris milah, or Ben Necha, somebody that's like Oyvid Avoy Dezora, somebody that's Menachem Meisel, or Lovish Shem Shemayim, he's not Pekiris. So he's a Mumer. Now that person wants Potter, he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, but still he has a mitzvah set to eat the matzah. The Tanya would learn like this, called Oro Lo Yecha Boy, the Pesach says, an Oro, somebody does not have a Bris Milah, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So Dik is Boy Eni Yechel, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Abel Oyechel Be Matzah Morim, but he has a Chi of Tit Matzah Morim. But that's how to rub him. The master of his mind, the base of Migdish, that there was a Korban Pesach around, even though you're potter from being in the Korban Pesach, because you're Tomei, you're a Derech Rechayka, you're an Oral, but that's this Posik Boy. The Torah only parted you from a Korban Pesach. Mashiach, if a Matzah, you have a Chiyiv. Because about now, in this man, there is a Pesach around, that's called Yimachiyiv to bring it. Mashiach came, his man is there, that there's no Korban Pesach, he holds your potter. No, this is Rav, don't forget. Rav holds you don't need a pasuk. Rav holds pshita. So what do you do with the pasuk there of Tirchla Matzis? You have to tell us that there's man is there, there's also a chiyuv in the rice of Tit Matzah. Amazamur. Vidach. What is Rav Acha? The question of Acha by Yaakov. What does Rav Acha by Yaakov say to the pasuk of there of Tirchla Matzis? Tit Matzah at night. Does not go on this man is there, but it's going on this man of Beis Hamikdash. If somebody was Tomei, or Derek Rechayka, that you need a pasuk to tell us, even though he doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, still he has to eat matzah, the kashrus is, why doesn't he learn out from Oru? The pasuk is by an Oru, even though you don't have a bris milah, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but still it's a diak boy, only in the Korban Pesach you're potter from, but matzah mori, but matzah you have to eat. So why does he dash like that? And the male of Erev Tekla matzah goes as mine as there. Vida ksiv bahai uksiv bahai. Says it both places. It says it by Oru, and it says it by Tomei also. Hey, there of Tehlu Matzah goes on a Tomei and there of Rechoykum. Oh, Trich, I need both Tzlukim. That's what Rav Acha B'Yakov holds. So Rav Acha, Tzir Bahai, Tzir Bahai, Oh, Trichum. To Tomei V'Shor Dech Rechoykum, Lo Yala from Yorul, I don't learn out from an Orul or Ben Echer. To East Leh Tash Lumen Le Pesach Sheni. Because there of Rechoykum, a Tomei, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. Hilkach Lo Yoycho Matzah Rishon. Maybe I would think that Potter for meeting a Matzah also on Pesach Rishon. Actually, you have to Pesach Sheni. Like maybe now Pesach Rishon they have no mitzvah at all, even a matzah. Why? Because they'll bring a Pesach Sheni and then eat the matzah. V'yikayim a matzah sonarim yachlu. Avul orul u'ben necher. Dinu sheyechlu matzah. But then I understand what the Torah says, they should eat matzah even berishon. Do layach libishen, because they don't need the pesach sheni. An oral can't eat pesach sheni. I, because of achmona, a bear of teichlu matzah, let us just say this one posik. Have a magmina lay biol, I would say it's only going on oral ben echor. Mishum the last bay teshlumim, because they can't bring a pesach sheni. Therefore, they have a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night. Avul tamei. The derech rechayka, for somebody with a tamei derech rechayka. The yisleh tashlumim, he could bring a pesach sheni. Maybe learn a chaylev rishon. He's talk a potter from matzah, pesach rishon. That's why we think. Hilka kosrach mona tamei v'sherb derech rechayka. Therefore, Rachab Yaakov said the Torah has to say it two times. One posik by an oral, he has to eat matzah. And another posik, bearer of teichlum matzah, is that even a tamei and derech rechayka, he also has to eat matzah. So the maratani kabos the rovah, bring your right to rovah. They don't know that b'zman hazeh matzah is midiraisa. That we use the pasuk bearer of teichlum matzahs for the chi of matzah today. That why the pasuk says sheishes yomim teichlum matzahs uvayoy mashvi yatzeros Hashem lekecha. 6 days eat matzah. The 7th day it's yomtiv. Mashvi rishus, just like the 7th day it's rishus. Af sheishes yomim rishus. Also all 6 days is also rishus. Rashi shvi rishus. The chesiv uvayoy mashvi yatzeros. Well, like see if teichlum matzah. The 7th day for sure doesn't say you have to eat matzah. It just says don't do malacha. But it doesn't say to eat the matzah. Sherei hoitzim in a cloud, takes it out of the cloud, is av sheshesh yomim rishus. Even though the pasuk says, sheshesh yomim teichlum matzah, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah esem and a raitzon to eat matzah all 6 days. It's only rishus. Shem rosa lecho bosa b'loy lechem or lesanis rishus biyodi. Like, only the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. But the rest of yomtiv, pesach, if you want a fast, or just eat meat, you could do it. There's no mitzvah in your eyes to eat matzah. My time, what do we make this Rosh? Have a dove shoye v'chlau. The yotzim in a cloud is a lamed. Learn a lamed ala, so not only to learn about itself, yotzah, and a lamed ala cloud kulu yotzah. It's come to teach us everything. Says Rashbam, have a dove shoye v'chlau. Te'chsev shivas yom teichom matzah. No, the posuk says, no, all 7 days you have to eat matzah. The yotzim in a cloud by kruah. Here the posuk says, by kruah, the sheshish yom siv. Here we only say 6 days, not 7 days. It is a lamed shi rishus. The teacher says only rishus. For learn the lamed alas levadai. So the 7th day we see clearly is only rishus. Because here it says only 6 days, not the 7th day. Now that it says not the 7th day, it comes to teach us not only for itself that the 7th day is only rishus, el lamed ala klal kulay. It comes back to teach on even the first 6 days. Dainu zayin yom and all 7 days. This duachas miyud gimamidus. This is one of the yud gimamidus. I tell the gracious man. Meyachas sheminin, I call upon him that the matzah is manazed yiraisa, or moro de rabbonin. So a tanya kavosa de rova, we bring a riot to rova here. The kaim lo namik reb yechinim. We also pass on reb yechinim, Rashi says, the yomar ein oichlin acha matzah choyva shabach reina klum. That after yiti afi koimin, the Rashbam shittur is, that's the mitzvah yiraisa of matzah, you're not allowed anything else after that. Why? Lo levatel ta matzah minei. Not to take away the taste of matzah from your mouth. Avoshtiyas yayin loy mavatli. The shtiyah loy mavatli achiluminei. This is the Rashbam Shita. Chorus Akasha, how do we eat the fourth, drink the fourth kais? Or how do we drink the kais of birchas hamotzim? The guru drinking yayin after. So Rashbam holds that shtiyah, drinking, is not mavatli achilum. According to the Rashbam Shita, you would be allowed to take drinks after the seder. If you want to drink soda later on, it would be mutter. The other shitas learn not like that. They learn that even shtiyah is also water. Only water is mutter. We drink the dalat kaisis, that's because there's a mitzvah to drink the dalat kaisis. But not for the dalat kaisis, it's also to drink anything. Only water is mut, according to some shittas. Yeah. But, yochol, I would think, af laila rishim rishus, maybe even the first night is also running rishus tit matzah, Talmud Leimit Apostle says, al matzah isum royum yachlu. Now what does a mitzvah says? Say tit matzah. Now the price ends off. Ein li yelam is mancha besimitishkayim. That's very good. This man, the Beis Mikdash was there. That you have the Korban Pesach, you have al matzah, some roim yachluhu, teat the matzah, mor and Korban Pesach together. All three. That's midiraisa. What about this man? Shein Beis Mikdash kain minayin. How do we know, like Rava holds, that even this man is there? There's no Beis Mikdash. Still midiraisa is the mitzvah says to teat matzah. Talmudim with the Brei stands off clearly. Per erev toichlu matzis is our kosev kavu chayva. The pasuk comes to tell us the chiddush that even when there's no Korban Pesach. Even though there's no chiyuv to eat tomorrow, but matzah koponim has a new pasuk to it. There of teichlo matzah, there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat matzah, and that's the way we hold. The man is there, matzah is midiraisa. So the Mishnah, yoshnoi miktsosim. If half of some of the people fell asleep, I say that by night, and this pasuk is going b'shas eating the afikaimin or while you're eating the korban pesach. If in the middle of the meal you fall asleep, there's nothing wrong. just wake up and finish eating. But while you're eating the afikomen, or while you're eating the Pesach, it depends. If only a few of them fell asleep, is yoichlu. They're allowed to continue reading when they wake up. What about kulon? Let's say everybody fell asleep by Pesach by night, while they're reading the afikomen, they fell asleep in the middle of it. The locher is lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat anything more. And why not? We say because we all, when you fall asleep, it's called like a shinui. And when you wake up now, if you continue eating, it's like you're eating a new eating. And that's the locher before we had at the beginning, that Rav says, lo yaklu mechabur lechabura. You're not allowed to eat the Pesach in one place, and then eat it in another place. So when you go to sleep and wake up, it's like eating in two different places. Therefore, if you're the only person, or everybody by the side that fell asleep, you're not allowed to continue eating. What? Only the Korban Pesach, or else the Afikomen. But if you fell asleep, stam in the middle of the meal, you didn't start the Afikomen, then there's nothing wrong. Because stam the meal itself, you can eat wherever you want. It's only you didn't the Afikomen or the Pesach. That's Rashbam. In Eschilu Lecho Piskon, you started to eat the Korban Pesach. The Yoshtun, you went to sleep. Is La Yoichlu, you cannot continue eating. Why not? You can't finish your Korban Pesach. The Niro Ka'oicha Piskon Bebeis Mekoimis. Because it looks like you're eating your Korban Pesach in two different places. Because first you started to eat before you went to sleep. The miyaka shiyoshtu, once you fell asleep, hesicha daitim lechu, you like, your mind went away from eating anymore. V'choshuv leitana kachilu shtem mekoimis. If you wake up right now, it's considered like you're eating it in two different places. Even though really it's not really two different places. Really it's the exact same table, exact same place. You just put your head down on your hands and you went to sleep. And you wake up. But Rashbam, v'chumra bialmu. It's only about the rabbonim dikadin. Sama chumra. It looks like eating the korban in two different places. The Rashbam says then, the third line here, v'adinami b'matzah b'zman hazeh. The same issur applies b'zman hazeh when we eat matzah. L'yachah shizcho lecho matzah choy v'bachroina. After you started to eat the afikomen, the yoshen, you fell asleep, is hefsek achilhi. That's considered like you stopped eating now. You finished your afikomen. V'shuv lo yoichal, you cannot eat anymore. Mishum diavida zech lepesach. Because we do the afikomen zech lepesach. V'zman se v'smitish chayim. V'chaymucha b'gemara. The afilu b'zman hazeh maritanam. Like the first time we show them after the matzah of Kaimen, the imkem tif to idok lishni armin of Maftirin, amar lo zis v'minei liyel. The woman that says you are allowed to eat. There's not stam an isra of eating afterwards. It's a new isra Rashbam learns. If you fall asleep, it looks like eating in two different places. So if you continue eating, it's okay. But once you fall asleep, it looks like you finished eating here. When you wake up, it's a chorm, it looks like you want to eat someplace else. So if you fall asleep in the middle of the after Kaimen, you're not allowed to continue eating anymore. Right, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Nisnam no, if it's time dozed off a little bit,